Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Husband Will Be My Feminine Wife Part 4, written by M2F Story. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. They didn't finish lunch. They went upstairs and in a primeval act consummated their love for one another. Meanwhile, Swede was having lunch with his wife. Swede told her about his encounter with Jean and how they were now friends or well on the way to being friends. Swede's wife told him she was proud of him and handed him the keys to the shoes and belt. She said, "Here are the keys. You can go change after lunch. I dearly hope you have learned something from all of this. You have become a caring human being. I would hope you would continue to be that way." Swede said, "One thing I have noticed is that people are so nice to me now. Even some of the people that I know hated me before. Even Jean has agreed to go with me shopping to that new mall they built. I hear there are a lot of dress shops there. Do you think I can stay the way I am now and not have people think I am nuts?" His wife told him people never think anyone who shows care for someone else is nuts. She got up from her chair and went to Swede and gently kissed him. He knew no matter what he wore, he was going to be a better person. Unexpected changes. The sun climbed steadily over the farm, casting a golden light across the fields. Swede wiped the sweat from his brow as he knelt beside the feed bin, his hands busy mixing the dairy cow feed. It was a job he had taken on to help Marlene, who had been busy tending to the garden and the house. Years of habit made him comfortable handling the grain and supplements without gloves, feeling the texture of the feed as he blended the components. What Swede didn't realize was that the feed contained an estrogen supplement designed to boost the cow's milk production, a fact no one on the farm had thought to mention. Day after day, Swede worked with his bare hands, unknowingly absorbing tiny amounts of estrogen through his skin. At first, the changes were subtle, almost imperceptible. Swede began noticing small differences. His skin felt softer, less rough than before. When he passed by the mirror, he caught glimpses of his reflection that seemed almost unfamiliar. His jawline looked a little less square. His cheeks seemed smoother. One evening, Marlene found him standing in front of the mirror, trying on one of her floral blouses. The fabric was soft and flowed gracefully over his frame. His reflection surprised him. There was a gentle curve to his silhouette he had never seen before. "You look beautiful," Marlene said softly, entering the room with a warm smile. Swede flushed, feeling a strange mix of embarrassment and delight. He wasn't used to receiving compliments like that, especially not from his wife. As the days turned into weeks, the effects grew stronger. Swede's hair grew thicker and shinier, falling just past his ears in soft waves. His face lost some of its harshness, becoming rounder, more feminine. His voice, too, changed softer, less gruff, sometimes catching him off guard when he spoke. His moods shifted, too. He felt calmer, more patient with the animals and the farm chores. The harshness he had once carried like armor seemed to melt away. Swede found himself drawn to the delicate things around the house, the lace curtains Marlene had sewn, the scent of wildflowers in a vase on the kitchen table. Late at night, after Marlene had gone to bed, Swede would slip into her closet, trying on skirts, scarves, and the softest sweaters. At first, it was just curiosity. Then it became something more, a comforting embrace, a way to feel more like himself. Marlene watched these changes with a mixture of love and concern. She had supported Swede from the beginning, but this was something new, deeper, and unexpected. The transformation was rapid. And while she loved seeing him embrace his true self, she worried about what was causing such sudden change. One afternoon, while Swede was outside mixing feed as usual, Marlene decided to investigate. She called the local feed supplier and asked detailed questions about the ingredients in the dairy cow feed. That's when she learned the truth. The feed contained a potent estrogen supplement designed to increase milk yield. The supplier warned that anyone handling the feed regularly without protection could absorb estrogen through the skin. Marlene's heart pounded as she put the pieces together. Could this explain Swede's accelerated transformation? When Swede finished the chore, Marlene sat him down at the kitchen table, her hands trembling slightly as she explained what she'd discovered. "Swede," she said gently, "I think the feed you've been mixing every day is making your body absorb extra estrogen. That's why you've been changing so fast." Swede stared at her, disbelief and surprise mingling in his eyes.
So, this is why, he murmured, touching his softer cheek.
Marlene reached across the table and took his hand. This doesn't change how I feel. If anything, it makes me want to help you more. Swede swallowed hard and smiled, a new light shining in his eyes. I want to see this through. I want to become the woman I've always felt inside. Marlene's smile blossomed into tears. We'll do it together, she promised. The very next day, Swede and Marlene made an appointment with Dr. Harper, the local physician who had been following Swede's initial feminization process. In the sterile, softly lit office, Dr. Harper reviewed Swede's medical history and the new information about estrogen exposure. This changes the picture a bit, she said thoughtfully. Your hormone levels will be higher than we expected, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It means your body is already responding strongly. Swede sat quietly as blood tests were taken and a physical exam performed. The results confirmed what Marlene had suspected. Swede's estrogen levels were elevated well beyond the initial therapy. Dr. Harper outlined a new plan, carefully balancing medical hormone therapy with close monitoring to ensure Swede's health. We'll introduce a regimen of estrogen and progesterone to help your body transition safely and smoothly, she explained. Alongside this, you'll have counseling to support your emotional and mental well-being. Swede nodded, feeling a wave of relief wash over him. His journey was no longer accidental. It was deliberate, purposeful, and supported by medical professionals. Back home, Swede spent long evenings reflecting on the changes within him. He journaled his feelings, sometimes overwhelmed by the roller coaster of emotions, joy, fear, hope, and uncertainty. One particularly quiet night, Marlene found him staring out the window, tears in his eyes. It's okay to be scared, she whispered, sitting beside him. Swede nodded. I'm afraid I won't be accepted, not just by others, but by myself. Marlene took his hand. You are still the same person I've always loved. The world may take time to catch up, but you are strong. Her words gave him strength he hadn't known he needed. As Swede's transition progressed, word began to spread. The local community watched with a mixture of curiosity, confusion, and in many cases, support. At the feed mill, neighbors approached with cautious smiles. Mrs. Carmichael, the town's unofficial matriarch, patted Swede's hand. We're proud of you, dear. It takes courage to be who you really are. Some folks whispered behind their hands, unsure how to react. But slowly the tides shifted. Carl, a longtime skeptic, caught Swede's eye one afternoon and offered a nod of respect. It takes guts, he said quietly. I admire that. Even the local kids began to treat Swede differently, less with awkwardness and more with the curiosity of someone watching a friend grow into themselves. Months later, Swede's body was visibly changed. His shoulders had softened, curves had appeared where there were none, and his skin glowed with health. The estrogen therapy combined with his accidental exposure had accelerated his transformation in a way no one could have predicted. He learned to walk gracefully in heels, mastered makeup application, and styled his hair into soft curls that framed his face perfectly. Marlene remained by his side, her love a constant anchor. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Swede slipped into a flowing dress Marlene had sewn for him. They sat on the porch, watching the sky turn shades of pink and gold. Swede turned to Marlene, his eyes shining. Thank you for helping me find myself. Marlene smiled, brushing a stray curl behind his ear. You were always my beautiful woman. Swede reached for her hand, feeling a profound peace settle within him. I'm ready for whatever comes next, he said softly, because I know you'll be with me. Together, they watched the stars emerge, knowing their journey was far from over, but ready to face it hand in hand. It had been 3 months since Swede had started consciously taking hormone therapy under Dr. Ellison's care. By now, the effects were becoming more pronounced. His skin had grown smoother, softer, and more sensitive. The gentle swell of his chest had formed into clear, budding breasts. His hips had subtly widened, reshaping his silhouette into something unmistakably feminine. The changes didn't frighten him anymore. If anything, they felt like long-awaited pieces falling into place. His old life seemed like a memory fading at the edge of a dream. And yet this morning, as Swede looked at himself in the mirror, he didn't see a stranger. He saw a woman still becoming, still growing, but a woman nonetheless.
Her name hadn't yet changed on paper, but in her heart, she already knew who she was. Selena, the name had come to her one quiet evening after dinner, while she was folding laundry with her wife. "I think I want to be called Selena," she'd said softly, her voice trembling slightly. Her wife had looked at her with warm, proud eyes. "It suits you, you look like a Selena." Since then, the name had quietly taken root in their home. On this particular morning, Selena buttoned up a light floral blouse, adjusted her simple silver earrings, and went out to the barn to feed the dairy cows, just as she always did. But everything felt different. The cows nudged against her like they sensed the shift in her. She smiled, talking to them in a sing-song voice as she scooped feed into the troughs. The scent of hay and clover lingered in the cool morning air. Sue and Jean had invited Selena and her wife over for lunch that day. Selena brought a small basket of homemade scones, something she'd taken up learning in recent weeks. Cooking, sewing, gardening, things she'd never had time or interest for before now, gave her genuine joy. She couldn't explain why exactly, only that they felt right. Sue greeted her with a wide grin when she arrived. "Selena, that top is darling on you. You've really found your color palette, haven't you?" Selena blushed. "Thank you. I've been experimenting a little. My wife's been helping." Jean came in from the kitchen with a pitcher of lemonade. "Hey, there's our brave girl," he said warmly. "Come in, come in. We were just talking about the fair next weekend. You planning on going?" "I'd love to," Selena said, smoothing her skirt as she sat down. "Though, I'm a little nervous. I haven't exactly been in a big public setting since, you know, everything." Sue reached across the table and took her hand. "Then we go together, like a proper group. And if anyone says anything out of line, they'll have to deal with me, or Jean, and he can glare like nobody's business." They all laughed, and for a moment, Selena felt the deep, grounded comfort of true friendship. Not tolerance, not politeness, acceptance. As they talked and shared stories over lunch, Selena's wife gently put her arm around her shoulder and rested her cheek against her temple. That quiet intimacy was a balm. She still remembered the first day she had asked her wife, trembling with nerves, "Do you still love me like this?" And her wife had answered without hesitation, "I love you more, because you're finally happy." The transformation hadn't been easy. Hormone therapy came with unpredictable mood swings. Some days, Selena cried over small things, a song on the radio, a look from her wife, a forgotten memory of childhood loneliness. At first, it embarrassed her. But her wife had held her through those moments, reminding her it was okay to feel, to be soft, to be vulnerable. "I never knew how much I'd locked myself up inside," Selena admitted to Dr. Ellison during a recent session. "I used to think strength meant shutting everything out. But now, I feel stronger by letting things in." Dr. Ellison had nodded, writing notes. "You're allowing yourself to be whole. That's real strength." That afternoon, after lunch at Sue and Jean's, the group took a walk along the quiet country road. The fields were in full bloom, with golden stalks waving in the warm breeze and wildflowers peppering the ditches. Selena walked arm in arm with her wife, her other hand holding the wide brim of her sun hat. She felt radiant, not because of her clothes or makeup, but because she was finally living truthfully. When they reached a small wooden bridge over the stream, they paused. Sue turned to her and said, "You've come such a long way, Selena. I still remember the day Jean told me he made you promise to get a bikini tan to prove your sincerity. And now look at you, you've gone so far beyond what anyone expected." Selena laughed. "Yeah, I still think about that tan line." "It was the beginning of something, wasn't it?"
"It was," Jean said with a chuckle.
"That was your way of saying, I'll walk a mile in your heels if that's what it takes." "And you did. Literally." They all laughed, but behind the humor was deep admiration. That night, back at home, Selena stood by her vanity, brushing out her shoulder-length hair, now soft and honey blonde. Her wife sat behind her on the edge of the bed, watching.
"You've really blossomed," her wife said quietly. "I don't think I've ever seen you glow like this."
Selena turned, her voice tender. "I want to make this official, not just hormones. I want to talk to the doctor about surgery. I want to go all the way. I want to be her, for real. Not just in clothes or name. Her wife crossed the room and held her hands. Then we'll do it. Step by step. Whatever you need, I'll be there.
I know, Selena said, her voice trembling with emotion. You've always been there. Even when I didn't know how to ask.
Tears welled in both their eyes.
They held each other quietly as the summer night sang softly outside their windows, crickets rustling leaves, the call of an owl in the distance. Word of Selena's journey slowly spread through the community. At first, people gossiped, but rural life has a way of shifting its stories. Soon it wasn't scandal or mockery, it was curiosity and then admiration. When Selena and her wife went to the county fair with Sue and Jean, heads turned, but no one sneered. In fact, many of the women from town greeted her warmly, commenting on her outfit or asking after her garden. She even ran into Cora, the owner of the dress shop where she'd first bought her bikini. Cora gave her a long hug.
You're beautiful, she said.
And brave. I hope you know that. Selena swallowed her emotions.
Thank you. That means the world to me.
In the weeks that followed, Selena began volunteering at the local community center, helping organize events and working with a group of older women who hosted weekly quilting circles. They adored her. And soon enough, she was hosting a small gathering of her own, offering tea and support for others in the community who might be questioning, exploring, or simply curious about gender and self-expression. One evening, Sue stopped by while Selena was setting up her tea table.
You've started something here, Sue said.
I think you might be changing this town, Selena smiled. I just want people to feel what I finally feel at home in themselves. As fall approached, Selena and her wife scheduled the consultation for her surgery. There would be months ahead of preparation, but it was real, tangible, a dream transforming into reality. Jean and Sue drove them to the clinic the morning of the appointment. On the way there, Selena sat quietly in the back seat, her wife holding her hand the entire time.
Are you scared? Sue asked gently.
Selena looked up. No, I'm ready.
I feel like everything in my life has led to this moment, and this time I get to choose.
The clinic was modern, welcoming. Dr. Ellison was already waiting with the surgical coordinator. As they discussed options and timelines, Selena took it all in like a sunrise, bright, promising, new. That night, as she lay curled against her wife, Selena whispered,
Thank you.
For every day you chose to love me through this. Her wife kissed her brow. Every day I'll keep choosing you. My Selena. And with that, Selena drifted off to sleep at peace, whole, and finally, completely herself. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.